Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. As we approach the task of preaching this morning, let's bow our hearts and heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that your Spirit would be present and active with us this morning, that he would open up our hearts, our eyes, our ears, our minds to you and your word, that through your word, we may see your loving heart for us in Christ. We ask this all in the name of your Son, our Savior. Amen. Do any of y'all watch late-night TV show hosts? So I'm talking like Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, James Gordon. Does anybody watch them? Does anybody follow them on social media, interact with them at all? Raise your hands. Okay, so a few of you. So I saw a clip from a Seth Meyers show, and it was given to me because it was a new clip. It's a new segment that he was promoting, and the name of this clip is "The Kind of News That We Need Right Now," and it looks to look for ways that humanity is working together for the greater good. And it's kind of in response to all the negative news that's kind of in our world and in our culture now. So Seth Meyers tells the story of Will Novak from Phoenix, Arizona. Will Novak from Phoenix, Arizona was sitting in his cubicle and was on his computer, and he received this email. And he received this email because of a typo. It was supposed to go to Bill Novak, who is in New York, but it went to Will Novak, who is in Phoenix. So he was reading through it, and he came to realize that it's not a normal email. In fact, it was an invite. It was an invite to a bachelor party of a stranger that he's never met. Now, instead of doing the normal thing, you know, like you and I would do, which was either to be A, to disregard the email, or B, just to send a quick email back saying, hey, wrong number, sounds fun, have fun. No, he hits reply all and says, I don't know you guys, but this sounds fun. Count me in. Now, this caused the organizer of the bachelor party, who was Angelo, that's the bachelor, Angelo's brother, to say, I don't know you guys either, or I don't know you either, but you sound fun. You sound like the type of guy that we can hang out with. Come on over to the bachelor party. P.S., it's in Vermont. Now, one thing you need to know about Will Novak is that he is a new dad. So he doesn't have the means to get himself from Phoenix to Vermont. So he does what any millennial would do when they want to do something but they don't have the means to. He started a GoFundMe page. And this GoFundMe page was titled, Help Me Get to the Bachelor Party of a Stranger. And in no joke, in 2 hours, he had raised the $750 that it would take him to make that weekend happen. And when the campaign was done, he had raised $4,000 for this weekend. As you can imagine, it went viral, right? And people started to hear about it. In fact, some of the Vermont business owners started to hear about it. So they started offering him free ski rentals, free ski lessons, free tattoos. Even the man who owned the local brewery where they were going met Will at the airport out of the blue and gave him free beer for the weekend. Now, if you're wondering, what kind of transportation did they have for the weekend? What got them from point A to point B? It was a Maserati. Who knew they had Maseratis in Vermont? There's this phrase that Seth used throughout the whole clip, and he used it to end it as well. He said, and this is the kind of story we need right now. And this is the kind of story that we need right now. Have you ever wondered that? What kind of story do you need right now? Have you ever wished that you were in a different story? I'm sure if you have, you're not alone. If you look at your neighbors, if you look at those people in your sphere of influence, I'm sure they're asking the same question. I mean, the world itself is asking the question, what kind of story do we need right now? They're trying to find their story through their headlines and their tabloids and their newspaper articles and their internet articles. They're all looking for what kind of story? What kind of story do they need? And when that's the question, what kind of story do we need right now? The church has an answer. And it has an answer that it can give confidently and unabashedly. And we find the answer in our text this morning from 1 Corinthians 13, a story that's all centered around love. Now, if anybody would have needed the story of love, if anybody at all would have needed the story of love, it was the Christians in Corinth, right? Paul knows that that love unites, that that love draws people together. That's why he pleaded with the Christians in Corinth for love, to tell them the story of love, because the Christians in Corinth had factions coming out their ears. They had factions coming out the wazoo. They had factions about the Lord's Supper. They had factions about the socioeconomic status. They had factions about who brought them the gospel. Was it Paul? Was it Apollos? Was it Cephas? Was it Jesus? If there's anybody that needed the story of love, the plead for love, it was the Christians in Corinth, because Paul knows that love unites. So then I was thinking, if there's anybody that needs this story right now in the 21st century, it's the world. Take a look at the world. There is a lack of love everywhere in the world. I know that the story of divorce isn't new to our culture, but it sent shockwaves through the culture when Jeff Bezos, who's the founder and owner of Amazon, probably one of the most valuable men in the world, took to Twitter January 9th and said that his marriage has no love left. The world needs more love. And if you had asked the people that are in our America here, I'm sure they would say that we have factions coming out our ears. We have factions coming out the wazoo. And if you push them, they'd probably say that these factions were driving a wedge between the American people. If there's anybody that needs love in this day and age, it is the world. I don't think it's a coincidence that the White House put out a press release last week telling us what the theme of the State of the Union address is going to be, which is tomorrow, by the way. The theme of it is unity. The world knows that it needs unity. The world knows that it needs love, only if he knows where that love came from. But if we're going to condemn the world for a lack of love off of headlines, tabloids, newspaper articles, internet articles, I think we might have created a bigger problem. Because we, as the church, suffer from a lack of love as well. At least the little part that we call the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod here. Have you read the headlines? Have you seen the tabloids? Have you read the newspaper articles? Have you read the internet articles? The machine, politicking, infighting, mobbing. It's crazy that we're even talking about this kind of stuff. If anyone needs love, it just might be us. What kind of story do we need right now? What kind of story do we need? What kind of story do we need to lift our gaze upward? What type of story do we need to unify the synod? What type of story do we need right now? And the words of Paul come oh so familiar to us. Oh so appropriate to us, because Paul knows that love unites. It was Paul himself who experienced love, who was unified with the people he was trying to kill. It was Paul himself who experienced that love came down, that incarnate on the road to Damascus. It was Paul who was unified with the church. Paul knows that love unites. That's how Paul can make these big, grand assertions in the text. If I could communicate with angels, but I have not love, I am, to paraphrase Paul, Jack Diddley Squat. If I could know all the mysteries of the world, have all the knowledge of the world, and have a faith that can move mountains, but I have not love, I'm Jack Diddley Squat. If I could sell all my things, and I died the death of a martyr for faith, but I have not love, I'm Jack Diddley Squat. And as fun as it is to say the word Jack Diddley Squat three times in the sermon, that is what we are without love. We are Jack Diddley Squat. So what kind of story do we need right now? We need the story of love. We need the story of love that was incarnate, that came down, that we celebrated just a month ago at Christmas when we beheld and gazed on the tiny hands, the tiny feet, that tiny nose of our Creator. We need the type of love that tells us that the gospel isn't just for the Jew, but it's also for the Gentile. It's for us that we celebrated several weeks ago at Epiphany. What kind of story do we need? We don't need a different story. We need the same story. The same story that the church has had, that the church has proclaimed. We need that story. We need to live that story. We need to own that story. And you do. That story of love incarnate that has come down is for you. It was Paul's story. It's the church's story. And it is your story. Students, when you go out and serve in the LCMS, when we go out and serve in the LCMS, in this seemingly loveless synod, there's going to be times when our sisters and brothers in Christ let the old Adam run rampant. When that happens, Paul urges you, I urge you, the Spirit urges you to love. Go share the love of Christ that mends the factions of the church. Go share the love of Christ that mends the broken hearts of sinners. Go share the love of Christ that mends us into eternity. Faculty and staff, you know, maybe more than we do, though it leaks down into the students as well, you know that working in this synod can sometimes be treacherous. There are times that you've been at your desk and you've wondered, will I ever see the love of a churchman again? And if that's you, fear not. Fear not. Love is in control. Love, the love incarnate that came down, he is Lord of the church. He's got things going. He's got things going ahead. He's in control. And that Lord will keep his church to completion until the last day. As Paul says, though we see dimly now, one day we will see face to face. One day we will see those hands. We will see those feet and those nail marks. And when we see those, when we see face to face, he will not come to mend things, just mend things, but he will come to make all things new. And that is the kind of story we need right now. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.